Ça.
Good evening. This is a special board meeting of the Canotillo Independent School District. Today's date is September 14th. The time is 6:04. Sonia, can you please call roll?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Fritzy.
Here.
Mrs.
Gonzalez. Here.
Mr. Medina.
Mr. Medina is stuck in traffic, but he will be here shortly.
Mrs. Medina.
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Present.
Mrs. Soros.
Here.
And Mrs. Iglesias.
Here.
Thank you. So in your packages, you have a copy of the future development that is happening northeast of the intersection of I-10 and Trans Mountain Road. The developer has contacted us and has advised us that they are having two vacant lands reserved for the district in case the district ever wants to move forward with building a new school. And they've asked us for a recommendation as to which one we would prefer so that they don't develop that piece of land. Of course, you know, the district right now is under the directive that, you know, we are actually putting land for sale. This is not a commitment to buy land at any point. It's just, you know, our preference, so that in the future, if we're ever to build a new school in that area that they're developing, that, you know, there's no houses developed in the area. So with that in mind, in the document that you have with you, there are two sites that are along that main road that's coming all the way in from Loop 375. I plotted by hand the one site that we feel is the most advantageous for our district. If, one of the advantages that we see for that site is that it's at the corner of two main roads. From the safety and security standpoint, that will help us alleviate, you know, congestion and in and out routes for not only our parents dropping off the children, but also the bus drivers coming in and out of the site. One of the disadvantages of this site is that its topography, it's a little bit more difficult to develop. However, one of the advantages also regarding the topography is that behind it, on the east end of that site, there's a proposed ponding area. And that's to our advantage, because even though the topography may be a little harder to deal with, in the long run, we're gonna have a place where water's never gonna get to our site. All that runoff that's coming down from the mountain, there's going to be a point by which it's going to be able to be held in place. Looking at the other side, one of the advantages of the other side is that as of right now, the topography seems to be a little better. It's much flatter. The disadvantage, of course, being that, you know, it only has one frontage point to the street. And so access in and out of the facility would be harder. The other thing is the odd shape of the lot. All those curves are gonna, you know, eat up a lot of our site area in making sure that we create roads. And it'd be my preference if this ever gets to a point where we're putting pencil to paper, that we don't do any curves on our walls. It's very hard to maintain and you know, keep a building with those kinds of shapes. So a more regular site would be more advantageous to us as well. One thing that I have to say though about the topography is that right now there's not a final grading plan that we can look. All of this that we have right now is just you know, the natural grades that we have. I'm sure the developers, as they're building this area out, they're gonna have to be modifying the existing land to bring in their roads, and as they're bringing in their infrastructure to that development. So even though the natural grades right now seem a little difficult, we really won't be able to, you know, have a final determination as to how difficult it's actually going to be until it's, you know, we're actually ready to start planning that school again, if we ever get to that stage. So that, those are the main points of consideration that we've used to give you all this recommendation. And if there are any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Madam Chair,
go ahead, Ms. Rose.
So how many acres are each of the sites?
We don't know yet, because that information was not provided to us at the moment. As you can see, this is just a conceptual master plan that the developers have.
They also mentioned at the meeting that we could tell them how much we need. So if the size needs to be adjusted, that could happen.
So the next thing I'd like to know is, you mentioned the ponding area, but I can also see, just from this rough map, it's sitting right, there are two major arroyos running right through this property.
That is one of the things that we looked at when looking into the
they're really
the topography. So yes, the topography is a little harder to deal with. Not necessarily impossible, but the fact that we have a ponding area right next to the site, you know, will help us in being able to come up with a plan that will balance the site, meaning that, you know, any cut on one portion of the site will be able to use to fill another portion of the site. We want to end up with a balanced site.
So could you provide us with what we paid for the site development for Reyes?
Yes.
The dollar amount.
Yes, we can.
Because it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same story. We were straddled with arroyos. It flooded in 2006, and it caused us a lot of problems and a lot of engineering work that we wouldn't have done otherwise. So I hear your happiness with the ponding, but on the other hand, we had to have learned something from the Reyes site that would, you know, take us forward and we'd learn from. But what else I'd really like to see, if you could provide us with a map of where the dump was.
Where the water was?
The dump.
Oh, okay.
There was a huge dump there, plenty of toxic waste dump there. I used to take my garbage there in the 80s.
Okay.
And the 70s, for that matter. And so I'd like to know if we could see on a map exactly where that dump was. It was huge. It was the landfill for the whole west side of town.
Okay, we'll provide you that information.
Okay, thank you very much. So if we could have, how many acres are we looking at? What looks good for us?
Mm-hmm.
Where was the dump? And what did we pay for our site development for Reyes?
Correct. Okay.
Thank you very much. That's all, Ms. Fritzi.
Any other questions? Go ahead, Mr. Rodriguez.
I do. One, in regards to the city has passed more smart growth and smart code zoning, and looking at the way campuses are built with that higher density, looking at depending on the development as well, I think it requires less acreage. So if we could look at that while you all are looking at providing us recommendations, making sure we look at all those options as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Any other questions? Is there a recommendation for us to approve on this site, or?
We don't have the information.
No. I don't know how we could approve a site without, I mean, this is the first time we've been shown anything, mm-hmm. really. We saw a little bit of something, mm-hmm. about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little taste, but I don't feel comfortable. I'd like to go out and look and, you know, like take a little drive out there in our bus or something, mm-hmm. go look at the land.
Yeah, the access to the actual site, it's not developed yet. Can't really, you know, park
you
next
to it
and just walk over it. You'd have to park far away and take a look. But we can provide you with the information that the board has requested.
So move it to the regular board meeting?
I couldn't do it at the regular board meeting either. I mean, I think we'd have to go look at it, hear where the dump was.
The only thing is that when we met with them is they need something from us as soon as possible because they're ready. All this area that's in yellow is already starting to begin to be developed.
Okay. So, maybe look at it in October when we've had time to...
I think that's way too far out for them.
Have we had legal look at it? One of the concerns I have, I mean, first, we don't know when we're going to go out for a bond program, and it would probably be, I would say it wouldn't even be in this coming May or the following year, might be 2 years, and I would not approve of purchasing land. So I think if we could just have legal look at it and you guys could continue the conversation, but at this point I feel uncomfortable. Anything until we sell off the land
well,
that we
at this until point, we know more. At this point, he's not asking us to purchase anything. He's just, in other words, asking to reserve an area for us.
But we need to know how many acres that area is. We need to know what's underneath it. We need to know where the water runs, where the electric runs, where everything runs, because if everything's running down the street and we're over here, we've got extreme costs to get gas, electric, water to our property.
And that's one of the reasons why having the coroner's site to for our use is because that increases our chances of having the services closer by. Whereas if we just do it on one street, you know, we may have to run some electrical lines. I'm sure the sewer and water would probably run along that street. But at least, you know, we minimize the risk of having to further develop our utilities.
The developer isn't looking at giving it to us, right?
Well, of course, because this is just a conceptual plan. It's just basically, you know, it's just a schematic. And that's one of the reasons why they need to have the board make a decision so that, in turn, they can move forward with their next phases of development.
The other question I had, I know in the past legislative sessions, they've actually presented legislation where developers would have to give school districts land. I know it's not currently in place, but that might be something we might need to look at.
Well, I believe we asked them about that, and they're not, I don't believe they're
considered. Yeah. No, but I'm talking about legislation, so it would have to be with our representatives to see if they could work, or if there is a bill that we would support.
Yeah.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
If we chose that site, do we have to, absolutely have to build a school on it?
No.
There's a lot of ifs. Trustee Iglesias, there's a lot of ifs. If it continues to grow, if there's not a recession, if, and our is to come up with some sort of agreement that gives us a back door, an out. And not commit the district to building a school or allocating funds. So this is just a conversation of, hey, I'm developing it. Where do you want an elementary school?
Where would you want a school in the future?
The other question that I have in regards to the facilities master plan, what does that actually show in regards to the build out of this area?
Well, just... This, even disregarding the facilities master plan, we know there's going to be boots in the ground, you know, building houses right here, so we know the development is right here in this area.
I would say gather more information and then come back to it.
Well, at some point a decision has to be made because the developer's not going to sit and wait.
Right.
So you have a developer coming to the district saying, hey, where do you want the school? And you just can't keep pushing it out. At some point you got to commit.
But we can't commit till
seen the property.
Yeah, but I don't see.
It's just dirt.
I don't need to see the property. I would allow the experts. I mean, we have staff that has the capabilities of doing that, and you all provide the recommendations. But I need more information and not just a one sheet of paper and saying this is. I need to look at some of the concerns that were brought up by Ms. Riddles in regards to a dump site. Making sure that
the dump site is not on here though. He showed us on a big large paper and the dump site is not on here.
But I want to know where was the dump? because it was there.
What information would you like, Trustee Rodriguez?
One is what the contract would look at. I mean, we should have a sample, you know, contract that would probably have an out clause in case the growth wasn't there or something. I mean, not just the sheet of paper with a circle around the property, which I probably would agree with y'all's recommendation that that would probably be a better site in comparison to the other, but for us to have...
And the utilities are right there on the, it's going to be right there on the street. You can tell on the map that the utilities are going to be there on the street.
So a contract. What else would you like, sir?
Just make sure that one, the dump site, the other, make sure that there's no other issues that might be hazardous, and we might want to look at the elevation. I guess you could look at it, making sure that the cost, I mean, it could be significantly higher because of the arroyos or how it would be built out around that.
So, okay. I'd also like to know, we can see they have one ponding area.
Right, where the little blue is, where the star is.
So, it's hard to read on this map, but they actually have one right next to the east end where that little corner is.
Mm-hmm.
It would be on the northeast corner,
yes,
of that site, and then there's another one to the south.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, it has a little black mark.
Yes, sir.
All of those are ponding areas.
So I guess my question would: we need additional ponding areas.
Definitely need additional ponding within our site.
Okay.
But again, because this is a more regular site, it will allow us for that. Whereas the other one, still, we would need ponding area, but it would further eat into the footprint of the building and the layout of the site plan that we would have to develop.
So if we wanted to go see these two sites, could we go next week then?
Yes.
Would you know where they were?
Yes, we can locate them.
Okay. I would like to go see where they are next week.
Okay. We usually do that.
I offered this medicine myself.
Sure. Oh, yeah, you've got it cheap.
So no action.
No action then. So there'll be no action on this item. When do you want to bring it back, Board? In October?
And that's a decision you can make for the
second.
And the next item, for executive session, administration has chosen to go ahead and pull that item because they are not ready for that item.